From the newsroom at news.com.au.
A shocking prison escape, an Aussie TV host quits, and a wild moment on The Project. All of that is coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It's Friday the 22nd of March. We're going to start in New South Wales, and Beau Lamar Condon, the police officer accused of killing Sydney couple Jessie Baird and Luke Davies, has officially been kicked off the police force. Condon remains behind bars after being charged with two counts of murder. He has been denied bail. Moving on, New South Wales is the latest Australian state to ban gay conversion therapy. The new legislation will make it illegal to carry out the practice in the state, as well as for people to be taken out of New South Wales to undergo therapy elsewhere. The practice is already outlawed in Victoria and the ACT. In the US now, this is wild, this story. A white supremacist who managed to escape custody is back behind bars after a massive manhunt in the state of Idaho. So he managed to escape yesterday after being taken to hospital for medical treatment. As he was leaving the hospital, an accomplice opened fire at prison staff, injuring three of them and fleeing with the prisoner, whose name is Skylar Mead. Now, he's been behind bars since 2016 when he was jailed for attacking a law enforcement officer. The good news is both men have now been caught. And geez, you have to wonder how long it'll take for Hollywood to turn this into a movie. Crazy story, isn't it? To showbiz now, Waleed Ali was momentarily lost for words on The Project last night after receiving a very random question from actress Miriam Margolyes.
Whether you're black or white, it doesn't matter. What are you, by the way, sort of brown?
I didn't see this coming this way. But Waleed, the floor is yours.
This is a really interesting question. I've thought about this a lot. So, I'm not joking about that. So I'm Egyptian.
Really?
So which is in Africa. So what do you want to call that?
Egyptian? Well, lucky, I think. Because I like the Egyptian people, you know. Yeah.
And there was a bit of a bombshell on Channel 9's Today Show this morning, with entertainment presenter Brooke Boney announcing that she's leaving the program in a few months' time.
Big news for you this morning. I've been offered a place at Oxford University later this year, which means I'll be leaving the show after the Olympics. It's been a dream of mine to be able to study at an overseas university, and it just felt like the right time to take that step.
We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, former Manchester City and Real Madrid footballer Robinho has been arrested in Brazil. He'll now spend 9 years behind bars after being found guilty of raping a woman in Italy. The footballer will serve his prison sentence in Brazil because his home country doesn't extradite its citizens. And finally, the Brisbane Broncos have confirmed superstar Reece Walsh has suffered a facial fracture in another blow to last year's grand finalists. Walsh was on the wrong end of a sickening head clash in the opening minutes of his sides lost to the Panthers on Thursday night and was left with a pretty nasty gash underneath his left eye. Now, the injury is so bad that Walsh wasn't able to fly back to Brisbane today and will have to be driven back instead. You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Your update from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.